Well, no, it was just purely and simply one of the major, well, it was the one major decision to be made was whether their centre half stays on the park when he's actually, chopped Bartram across the neck, which is it's a clear one. Everybody's seen that. There should have been a sending off. You know, that could have changed the game completely. It was a major, major talking point, and he got it wrong, completely wrong. Fourth official knew it, and so did everybody else. And fortunately, we're desperately relying on the referees to get the major decisions right. Today, it wasn't the major decision. They didn't get right, and they should have been down to 10 men. However, you know, the first half performance, I've got to say, I was absolutely delighted with. It's one of, the best performances we've had so far. And you know, if I was going to be critical, I would say when you're on top as we were, we've got to finish them off and punish them, because we should have been two, possibly three goals up. Bartram's missed an absolute glorious opportunity. Carl Hawley, and and it all goes on. You know, we've got to capitalise on our opportunities, because you're not going to dominate every game, and you're certainly not going to dominate teams like Coventry City. But when you do have your periods, and we had a large portion, particularly in the first half, and made them look very ordinary, we passed them off the park at times. We were very creative, and like I said, we thoroughly deserved to go one up. Really disappointed that we conceded a minute before half time, which gives them their tails up, and we've had to take that on the chin a wee bit. But the second half, I couldn't, like I said, every player was out there trying their hardest and damnedest to turn it round. And sod's law, isn't it? Former player, you could have almost written that, I suppose. But we didn't talk about him as much prior to the game, and certainly I thought we handled him really, really well. I mean, he's one of the top strikers in this division without doubt. He's on absolute fire. But again, we're very disappointed, because he's gone in between our two centre halves, which it was their one and only really opportunity in the second half, and it's obviously won them a game.
Apart from the obvious disappointment of conceding the goals, could you have dealt with them better, particularly the first one with the team after Tom Newey's blocked it? Were they slow to close him down?
Well, it's very difficult to criticise the players when there's been two deflections, because that's what it took. It's took two deflections off two different players. And you're talking about, going from two different directions. So they've had a bit of fortune on the side, and that's their luck that they've got. And, they're in good form. But having said that, it's about how we responded. Now, at half-time, I thought like they were very much on top of the game. And it was important we start the second half in the same manner. And then just as the game was opening up, we just took some wrong choices in a way, and trying to keep the game simple, we went a little bit too long and tried to be creative by going diagonal from 60-yard passes, and they were getting cut out. And I don't like that. Keep the game short, keep it simple, as we did in the first half, and it opened them up. They changed their formation. They were panicking because we were getting too much of the ball and dominating them. They went with three-man midfield in the second half and tried to capitalise on that. So, that's credit to our players, but credit to them for changing.
You brought Paul Reid back into the side, partnering David Murphy. How pleased were you, apart from the fact he ended up scoring, but prior to that, how pleased were you with how well they dealt with Leon Clark?
I thought they dealt with him exceptionally well, and I think, to be fair to them, they played really, really well. And like I said, the criticism, if we're going to be, is Murph's cleared it with a header. It's not really been a great header. It's gone wide. And his recovery was, instead of being goal side of Leon, he was in front of him. And of course, that created the gap between him and Reid. And, it just seems to be a plumb ball on the right, on top of his head, and he's finished it really well, as Leon Clark has done. For us and for them. So, a bit disappointed to say that we've lost the game, because the effort and commitment that the players put in today didn't deserve that.
How damaging could this defeat be for you?
Listen, it's damaging for the fact that we deserved a bit more out of this game than what we got, but it doesn't damage our spirit.